This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are now in the final days of covering the mass shooting in Monterey Park, California. At least from the media standpoint. The Asian American community in L.A. County City was celebrating the Lunar New Year when a man, Hu Can Tran, 72, opened fire at the Star Ballroom Dance Studio. He was using a Mac 10, 9mm. I've seen the video of this guy wrestling with another guy when he gets to the other one in Alhambra. It almost looks like it has a suppressor on it and the standard 30-round magazine on it. At the Star Ballroom Dance Studio, he killed 11 people, and Tran would later be found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after an extensive manhunt. It is considered to be a domestic at this moment. There's some people saying that, he was looking for his wife. But unlike Highland Park, Illinois, last 4th of July, this mass shooting will soon disappear from the media's minds for a very simple reason. Tran is not white. You already knew that this would be the next step once the race was revealed to the public. Nothing can be weaponized to attack Republicans, gun owners, rural Americans, or the NRA. The juice just isn't worth the squeeze when non-whites commit mass shootings. So they're not of national concern. They're just local news. And the best is when the shooter is white, but an ardent leftist, then the evasive maneuvers are genuinely put into overdrive. Anybody remember the 2019 rampage shooting in Dayton, Ohio? Probably not, since it lasted a hot second in the news. The perpetrator, Connor Stephen Betts, shot and killed 9 people and wounded over 20 more at Ned Pepper's Bar. An AR-15-style firearm was used to commit the crime. You could envision the leftist media salivating over this story, a mass shooting committed by a white guy with an AR-15-like weapon and ammunition, except that Betts was a hardcore left-winger and Antifa supporter. Everybody ran for the hills because this didn't fit the narrative. For this to work, it has to occur, has to be done by a white guy who used some form of a personal defense weapon that the left finds scary to get anything out of it politically. They want the anti-gun talking points to be rehashed. They want leftist activists to fill the war chests of Democrats promising new gun control laws. And they want to move the needle, no matter how small, closer to ending the Second Amendment. It's the long game. But Asians killing other Asians doesn't mesh well with the far-left politics formula. The left wants to shove down all of our throats. There are no campaign dollars for non-whites killing other non-whites, so the left isn't going to care. Maybe this explains why inner cities continue and they keep voting the same idiots in place. Because it doesn't matter. And the left isn't going to care. But they will get to the bottom of the motive since police appear to be on to something hours after the shooting, something the leftist media is probably relieved to learn, since it means they can wrap this up soon. And the sooner the better, because there's nothing to gain here regarding helping the Democratic Party allies. And it will be suffocated with a pillow and forgotten. And don't kid yourselves. There will be zero calls from top Democrats for stringent new anti-gun laws after this Lunar Year shooting. But you already knew that. Unless, of course, you're Joe Biden. Now, as is going to happen with a leftist, sooner or later, somebody's going to come out, and there are going to be logical leftists that emerge from the pale. And we saw that the other day. We've seen it all too often, where after this rampage shooting, the media and the Democrats begin calling for more restrictions on gun rights and demonizing the Second Amendment and those who support it. And like clockwork, in the initial minutes of this, that exact scenario played out over the weekend and into Monday in the aftermath of the tragic rampage killing. It happened during a Lunar New Year celebration in Monterey Park, which saw the Asian American gunman kill 11 and injure 9. And then we had another one, right? We had another one that killed 7. But because in this ever-changing world, miracles occur from time to time, there was a pretty surprising and rare display of actual journalism. And CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell pushed back on an anti-2A claim made by Governor Gavin Newsom, who she interviewed on Monday to get his thoughts on the Monterey Park tragedy. He said, nothing about this is surprising. Everything about this is infuriating. The Second Amendment is becoming a suicide pact. And he clarified that he has no ideological opposition against people who responsibly own guns and get background checks and training on how to use them. And the reason he clarified his comment to O'Donnell was because right after he called the Second Amendment a suicide pact, which is one of his favorite phrases to throw out there, she informed him that there are many people in this country that support the Second Amendment and are lawful gun owners. I mean, even people on Twitter were throwing this out there. Very curious little tidbit. I was shocked to see this come from the mouth of somebody in the mainstream media that I had to, you know, I watched the clip more than once. But every time it's the same thing. And O'Donnell was, of course, exactly right. If we didn't have such an activist media when it comes to issues like gun rights, we'd see a lot more step in like she did and point out for the record that the vast majority of Second Amendment proponents are law-abiding citizens who support having the constitutional right so they can protect themselves and their families and others, potentially depending on the situation, from someone who could try to harm them. She also hit back at Newsom over the report that the gunman used a modified pistol with a high-capacity magazine in California. Newsom didn't have any good answer for that. When asked how the gunman was able to get the weapon, Newsom responded, "We'll figure it out. That's going to happen. You've got to enforce the laws. Things fall through the cracks, but it doesn't mean you give up." He also mentioned the role of mental health in mass shootings, but he singled out gun access as a factor exacerbating the problem. And not surprisingly, what he left out was that a bad guy who wants a gun doesn't care about gun laws, obviously, and will go about getting their guns and ammo regardless of how strict a state's gun laws are. And this is exactly why defenders of the Second Amendment say the government shouldn't make it harder for a law-abiding citizen to obtain one, because in the end, it's the people who follow the law who ultimately end up paying the price. Every now and again, the truth rears its ugly head. And I was shocked to see it was the mainstream media that did it. I was shocked to see that. So, a little food for thought. It doesn't fit the narrative. It's going to go away soon. We won't be hearing about it too much more. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, if it seems like California's on my mind, that's because California's on my mind. Because everybody on the left wants us to be the United States of California. California has the, they have the wish list, the total wish list. And as they continued investigating the motive behind the heinous mass shooting in Monterey Park, another incident in the San Francisco Bay Area has occurred that also involved multiple fatalities, this time in Half Moon Bay, a city in San Mateo County. The victims are Asian. The shooter is also an Asian male, 67. So we got a 72-year-old and a 67-year-old. The shooter was later arrested by police. Seven people dead. Coming from Twitter, we get this from Brandon Weber. Seven people dead. Eighth victim with life-threatening injuries. Suspect, 67-year-old man, taken into custody. Two separate shooting scenes. So, a suspected gunman was arrested Monday after seven people were fatally shot at two nurseries near a small city south of San Francisco, according to authorities. The victims were found just outside Half Moon Bay, a coastal city of roughly 11,000, about 30 miles south of San Francisco, according to San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus. An eighth victim was taken to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. The suspected shooter was identified as Zhao Shun Li, 67. They had aerial video of him surrendering to authorities at a sheriff's substation at Half Moon Bay. So, and we get this from Twitter, from Sarah Bueno, a TV web producer up on Rival. Located four victims deceased. Fifth victim was found, taken to Stanford Medical Center. Three additional victims, all deceased, were located at a separate shooting scene. Motive for the shooting is currently unknown. Suspect was located in his vehicle in the parking lot of the sheriff's substation. Suspect is believed to have acted alone, and there is no further threat to the community. Sheriff said, "This is a devastating tragedy for this community and the families touched by this unspeakable act of violence." But it's another tragedy that won't get passed through the local circuit because, again, there's nothing to weaponize against me and you, against the GOP, against Republicans. They may milk it for coverage given that it's a classic if it bleeds, it leads story, but I would hope that they would think before they tweet stupid stuff like how this is a racially motivated violent attack. Over the course of a few days, okay, and I don't think this is a trend, right? I don't think this is a trend. I do find it interesting that they have taken Asian Americans and made them Asian, what is it, AAP, Asian American Pacific Islander types. So now they have their own ID politics moniker, but you know, the fact that we had two in, like, as many days, it's not, it probably goes against the odds. The part that I find the most interesting is their age. Because these are, you know, mature men, 72 and 67. Now, the leftists are probably very upset that these guys weren't rabid Caucasian supremacists wearing a MAGA hat with a GOP sticker on their chest. That's what they want, with an NRA sticker on their car. But it wasn't there. And there's no life jacket to be thrown to the Biden administration drowning in a scandal over Joe's classified document giveaway. Mr. Dementia, leaving state secrets in his garage and elsewhere, will remain the top news item. So there are some out there saying, well, you know, it's really interesting that whenever we have a scandal going on, we have a rampage killing. This is the part that I like simply because I just don't find them that organized and that well. I don't see them actually creating a plan where this is their smoking hot idea. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think I am. Everybody in these places. In the second place in Alhambra with Tron, somebody fought him and took his weapon from him because Mr. Tron was not a kung fu master or anything. He was just an old man who decided to shoot some things up. We don't know why. There's some saying he was aiming for his wife. That's why, I don't know. But then again, with this other guy, with Mr. Zhao here, maybe he was going. Motives have not been assigned to the degree to where I'm completely good with it. I am not. So, in any event, the part that I like, this is the part I like. This is horrific, right? We should be looking at this. The media should be all over this going, why do we not allow residents in various states to defend themselves? That's what we should be doing. But we're not saying that. And in these states where all of these things seem to be happening the most, and remember, the rampage killings are nothing compared to the daily killings that happen in these inner cities. The rampage killings get a lot of press, but you'll see. I mean, like, if it's Asian on Asian, it's the same thing as black on black, which both of those are tragedies, but not for the press. Not for the press. The press should be out there right now crying. They should be out there on the outskirts of the inner city where all of this gang warfare goes on, crying. Because most of these people that are dying in these areas, they're just in their teens, early 20s. I mean, we don't know what they could have been. We don't know what they could have done. All we know is they didn't ever have a chance. And they didn't have a chance because of where they live. And it's... You know, I would go so far as to say this. I will say that the fact that their environment exists around them and it creates them or alters them in any way, none of that is their fault. There's a lot of things to be said about individual choice. But in the end, your environment can shape you. I don't know how far or how far back you have to look for those kind of things, but in the interim, that's what the press should be doing. Instead, we're out here talking about how the Orange Man bad, and we're, you know, sidetracked with the Cardassians and all these other things. This is not the press serving you, America. This is the press trying to shape your opinion and not telling you actually what's going on around you. That's bad. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Some of the most powerful tanks in the world are heading to Ukraine thanks to the United States.
Delivering these tanks to the field is going to take time. Time that we'll see and we'll use to make sure the Ukrainians are fully prepared to integrate the Abrams tanks into their defenses.
President Biden making the announcement today. He says Ukrainian forces need these tanks to counter Russia's evolving tactics. Winter storms making their way across the Midwest and Northeast United States today. Gusty wind and a lot of snow expected throughout those regions. The winter storm is causing flight cancellations and delays, with that heaviest snowfall expected to land in northern New York through Maine, where some residents can expect a foot of snow or more. 4. A magnitude 4.2 earthquake shook Southern California early today. That quake occurred about 2 a.m. Pacific time, was centered 10 miles south of Malibu Beach. The earthquake followed by several aftershocks. No damage or injuries have been reported. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I've made this point before. You know, I talked about New York where Kathy Hochul thinks she could ban gas stoves because most of New York State is basically disarmed, especially where all the votes count, of course, in New York City. And now we see this coming out of California. I know a lot of people that lived in California that don't live in California now. And, I would think if you're leaving a state for various reasons, like I don't like the weather, which is not a California thing. I don't like the taxes, definitely a California thing. Once that's in the rearview mirror, you should be able to say to yourself, thank God I'm out of that hell. California don't like that. They want a wealth tax. Now, Florida, Tennessee, Texas, and many other states will gladly welcome the rich and everyone else who will be fleeing that state as a result. But there's a caveat to this. Now, right now, they're proposing something. It's called ACA 3, and it begins with six whereas clauses, including that California has long-term needs that are not being met by existing revenue sources. Wealth inequality among state residents has increased dramatically. A tax on extreme wealth will restore fairness to California's tax system and raise significant revenue to meet new and existing urgent needs. And the state's appropriation limit needs to be updated so that it also permits the state and local government to meet their basic obligations in a changing and more challenging world. California and other states run by Democrats always talk about wealth inequality, and yet their high tax rates do nothing to reduce that inequality. Their policies essentially are meant to keep the poor and middle class dependent on the government instead of having their citizens or giving their citizens the opportunity to move up the economic ladder. So if you want to look at something, look at Florida and California, and these are respective examples of how to run a state and how not to. California taxes the rich to the hilt. Florida has no state income tax. California gets 70% of its revenue from income taxes, and the top 1% pay 50% of that. The more they try to suck out of the rich, the more likely the rich are to move. And when stock and real estate prices drop and or the rich move in response because they have options, the worse shape California and other high-tax states get. Now, their solution is not to change their ways or to cut expenses. Their reaction is to look for more taxes and fees, and the destructive cycle continues. And it's a simple concept that most of the media and the other Democrats seem very confused by. If a person's net pay doesn't cover their expenses, can they just go to their employer and beg for a raise, or do they have to cut their costs or run up debt? Now, remember, since Trump got out of office, since Biden got into office, everybody's deficits basically went away when we gave all that money away in COVID relief. Everybody got to wipe their slate clean. Since then, California has run up another $24 billion gap in their budget negotiations. They built up another deficit. The state's overall expenditures for that year are going to be $226 billion. So the Golden State depends on personal income taxes for 70% of its revenues. Half of that money comes from the top 1% of wealthy taxpayers. They pay most of their income taxes on capital gains, particularly when companies go public. But the number of initial public offerings in California went from about 80 through September of 2021 to 9 in the same period. Now, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican, signed a law this month to give frequent drivers of the state's toll roads a reprieve. That law could cost up to $500 million, but the state projected a surplus of $21 billion this summer. So, Florida could just about give the entire deficit to California and wipe it out. They have that much money. The three states that most people are moving away from are California, New York, and Illinois. They've all reelected Democrat governors and Democrat legislatures. They have Democrat mayors. They all have very high taxes. Now, in Illinois, as an example, while their income tax on individuals is not real high, they have very high property taxes, motor fuel taxes, and sales taxes are very high. The three states that most people are moving to are Texas, Florida, and South Carolina. Texas and Florida have no income taxes. South Carolina has a progressive income tax from 0 to 7%, but some of the lowest property taxes in the country. All three of the states people are moving to are run by Republicans. Another thing about the three states that people are moving from is they are not right-to-work states, while the states they are moving to are right-to-work states. They are very welcoming to businesses. Democrats claim to be a party that is open to everybody. But they are frequently against freedom of choice, as they are every other sort of freedom, you know, as in right-to-work or school vouchers. The puzzling part is the repetitive nature of the way things go in these places. If you've got every gun control morsel on the planet available, running, and it doesn't stop anything, obviously that's not working. Now, you are disarming law-abiding people. Sure, absolutely. You are doing that. You have managed to do it quite well. But you are not doing anything for the people there. And the people there will leave. Now, another thing they want to do in California is attach a tax to these wealthy guys to where it follows them if they leave the state. to where they continue to be taxed if they leave the state. And they want to do it by attaching certain things to certain assets, because not everybody that is a bazillionaire has that in liquid cash. A lot of it is covered up in assets or holdings or stocks, bonds, property, whatever it is. A lot of it's covered up in that. And, you know, that becomes a thing. But they want to, they think that they have the power to do that. And that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. When I cease being a citizen of a state, I'm out of there. I turn over everything. I get their driver's license. I get their concealed carry permit. I haven't ever done it. I mean, even when I was in the military, I didn't have to get another driver's license. So it was no big deal. But knowing this, I find it unfathomable that they think they can do that and get away with it. I'm sure, and the people they're going after now, these guys have means. They're not going to be sitting back going, oh no, they've sent me a bill, I better just pay it, or they'll throw me in the hoosegow. They would never get touched. I mean, they're not going anywhere. Nothing's going to happen to them. But it's interesting to watch the mechanics of these leftist states, because they are invariably the same all the way across the country with very few variations. They think that once they get everybody disarmed and everything, they are the daddy, and they can tell you what to do, when to do it, and how often, and how much. The mechanics fascinate me, and I fully understand why all of these people I've tried to, that I know that lived in California, I get why they left. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When an alleged armed robber barged into the Ranchito Taqueria, Taqueria, on January 4th, everybody there froze with fear, right? But one good Samaritan, an unnamed 46-year-old man, who we now know his name, quickly jumped into action to protect himself and his fellow patrons. And he used a legally concealed gun to shoot the alleged perpetrator and return the stolen cash to the terrified patrons, only later to discover that the firearm the alleged robber used was a fake. And despite what he did, he's received nothing but condemnation from corporate media after the alleged thief was declared dead on the scene. And this media treatment is nothing new. Over the past few years, only a few good Samaritans have received any press despite the overwhelming number of these brave individuals jumping into action. In December, a man stopped an active shooter at an Amazon warehouse parking lot in the Phoenix, Arizona area. The police called the man a good Samaritan and credit him with likely preventing further bloodshed. In another case later that month, an active shooter at a Tucson, Arizona bar threatened many people but was stopped short by a heroic customer with a gun. And you don't hear about this. But it happens all the time. There are dozens of cases in recent years in which concealed handgun permit holders stopped what, according to police, would have otherwise become a mass public shooting. And these, from a journalistic viewpoint, these would make gripping stories, but we don't see much news in these cases or on them. National Entertainment Television also fails to reveal the truth about these Good Samaritans. For decades, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox have refused to feature even a single successful defense of gun use by a civilian. You would never know Americans successfully use guns defensively on an average of approximately 2 million times a year. Or that they use guns 4 to 5 times more frequently to stop crime than to commit it. They always show defensive gun uses going wrong. The sole exception in the last decade is Paramount's Yellowstone. Typically, the citizen fails to defend himself and ends up murdered, accidentally shoots a loved one, or poses a danger to himself and the police. Now, after the Supreme Court decision this past June striking down New York's restrictions on concealed handguns, television shows have begun to demonize concealed carry permits. You don't have to believe me either. Here's some examples. ABC's The Rookie, January 3rd, 2023. Against the adamant advice of a police officer, a legally armed citizen intervenes in a bank robbery. And despite his good intentions, he only succeeds in getting himself and another civilian shot. And to make matters worse, the armed civilian's intervention allows the bank robbers to escape. Police officer says, leave it to a good guy with a gun to really screw things up. 4.5 million people saw that. CBS's FBI Most Wanted, November 22, 2022. After a criminal bashes a person's head with a rock in Central Park, a Good Samaritan chases the criminal. The criminal shoots at the permit holder, who shoots back but misses and ends up severely wounding a female bystander. The FBI agent characterizes the permit holder as a vigilante. When the permit holder tells an FBI agent the police need to do their job, the agent grabs the permit holder and exclaims, "We are, but it only gets harder with idiots like you playing cops and robbers." 5.1 million people watched that episode. NBC's Law & Order, November 6, 2022. In this episode, a woman pulls her permitted concealed handgun out and mistakenly threatens to shoot two people who were police officers. And they almost end up shooting her in self-defense, proceeding to arrest her for pulling a gun on a cop. And they explain that despite her permit, she doesn't know the rules for carrying guns and how lucky is she is to be alive. Blue Bloods, October 28, 2022, when robbers try to take a woman's $20,000 watch, she pulls out her permitted concealed handgun to protect herself. As a result, she is severely wounded by the robbers. Others who were robbed of their watches in the show because the script called for it, they did not get hurt. Got a gun for protection, so much for that, says the victim. Almost 5.8 million people watched that. Chicago PD, October 2022. At first, it appears the civilian has successfully defended himself against a robbery. But then it becomes clear that the Good Samaritan was actually the lookout who had turned on his robbery crew. FBI Most Wanted, September 2022. This episode has two different examples of defensive gun uses failing. In the first, the family is murdered before the father is able to get off a shot. So much for a good guy with a gun, an FBI agent remarks dismissively. 5.3 million people watch that. Many other episodes out there displaying failed defensive gun uses, and these are just ones involving people legally carrying outside their homes. And none of this should be surprising, as it is well known that gun control groups are working with Hollywood writers and producers to introduce gun control themes into shows. It is the same thing going on right now with Velma, where we've taken the characters of Scooby-Doo and we've turned them all into social justice idiots. LGBTQ doppelgangers for the people that are out there trying to, if you think that you're the virtue signaling is crazy. I mean, you notice I'm just losing my train of thought on this one, right? John Lott's organization, the Crime Prevention Research Center, has found a total of 360 active shooter incidents from 2014 to 2021. Of these, an armed citizen stopped 124, more than a third. They're very confident in the completeness of the data. And 49% of active shooting cases in 2021 were stopped by armed civilians. When you exclude shootings in gun-free zones, the figure rises to 58%. In none of those 124 defensive gun uses did a permit holder accidentally shoot a bystander. None of them got in the way of the police. But if you're watching entertainment television, you would have no clue that that's the case. This is why I don't watch TV. I'm not interested in the political bias. My favorite movie that came out recently, the only one I've watched, is Top Gun Maverick. Because it was America Wins. It was because I am the best, and I will show everybody I'm the best. And even if they try to hold me down, I will show you that what I say can be done, can be done. And it was a great movie. It was a great movie. Otherwise, the messages that you're getting from television are all political in nature now. In this case, the bias is clear. Don't use guns. The message is don't use guns for protection. If you do, it will cause much more harm than benefit. It isn't bad enough that news programs provide just one side of this debate. But the bias has a real effect on the gun control debate and prevents Americans from doing what keeps them safe. Therein lies the problem. I can't tell you how many times I have talked to people that I consider to be very logical. And they'll say, what do you think about Trump having to go to jail? I'll be like, why is he going to jail? Well, what he did on January the 6th. He gave a speech. He was still giving a speech. Five cops got killed January the 6th. No, they didn't. One died of a stroke and four, unfortunately, committed suicide. And the fact that they did this and they were there that day, that has nothing to do with their suicide, I would suspect. I would suspect. Everything out there the left tries to weaponize and use against you and make you think that you are the deficient problem. You're not the problem. You are the solution. You don't shoot the wrong people. I'm talking about gun carriers. I'm talking about these guys that John Lott looked at. You know, look at that. Look at the Eli drill that's out there right now. 40 yards, hit the guy 8 times out of 10. Did not hit a single solitary good guy at 40 yards. Very hard to argue with that kind of success. So we have to do it in fiction, which is what you see happening here. This is what shapes some of these perceptions. Coming up next is going to be Tony Simon. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.